Blog Talk Radio.
Answers to Life's Questions, the show that I was guided to create years ago, a place where you can come and ask the questions that you have about your life and get a deeper understanding. You can get the answers from your guidance so that you no longer have to figure it out in your head. I am the Divine Anointed, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Oh my gosh, I got it all in. And I am a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Divine Infinity Healing Practitioner, a Master Solution Technique Practitioner, an Innate Body Practitioner, a Conscious Channel, Spiritual Energy Healer, Speaker and Author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I've gained from divine guidance to help them to gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years and years of questioning and seeking the truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. I now stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. And you can learn more about what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there, and there's lots of choices there. And I want to remind you again that I am being guided to double my prices come August the 1st. So if you decide if there's something that you want to get it before August the 1st, or maybe you want to wait till after August the 1st and pay more. That choice is up to you. Okay, you can call in with your questions at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And remember, if you are calling in and you actually want to talk to me or ask a question, you need to press the number 1 because this puts a symbol on the studio board and I know that you have a question. Otherwise, it just shows me that you are listening and I will let you listen for as long as the show goes on. So things in the world are changing, and we are seeing those changes in our own lives. And I know that I'm seeing those changes in my life. And so one of the things that I've been guided to in the last month is working with the innate body. And that is such a powerful and profound way of making the changes that you want to make in your life. And it's really simple, and don't think that just because it's simple that, you know, it's not something that's worth doing. I have people in various groups, and, you know, and I work with these people, and I work with them also using this innate method that I've been learning from Kryon, who is an absolutely wonderful spiritual being. And they are seeing differences in themselves, and I'm seeing differences in them, and even the group dynamics of the groups that I'm working with, I'm seeing changes in that as well, because people are actually having more freedom. They are expressing themselves more easily than they used to be able to do. They're removing the blocks to being human. We actually have blocks that are there that say that since you are human, you can't do this, you can't do this, and your life has to have this, and bad things are going to happen, and for every good there has to be a bad, and all those other little things that we've heard that we don't really think about, but they are having an impact on our lives. So when you are releasing from the innate, you are releasing from every part of your being, including your subconscious mind. So it's like the subconscious mind work that I've been doing for the last year, and now the innate work is taking that to a higher level. And that's one of the things that my guidance does, because I've asked them to do that, is to continue to allow me to evolve my work. I don't want to just learn one thing and do that one thing forever. You know, go to Barbara. She knows that one thing, and she'll do that one thing for you, and maybe that one thing will work for you. Instead, I've learned 40, 50 things. And when I'm working with anyone, I do what I am guided to do. And this innate work is simple, but it's also very impactful, very profound. So if you want to experience that, and you want to experience it without paying anything, then, you know, call into one of the radio shows and we'll do some innate work on you, and you can see what it's like. If you set up a session with me, the innate work that we do is even deeper reaching than what I do on the radio show. Radio shows, you know, it's kind of a sample. There's actually more to it. So if you really want to start making huge changes in your life, then I encourage you to start making the statements to your innate body, because that really is changing your life. So like I said before, one of the things that I was guided to do was to set up a course about manifesting. It's called The Joy of Manifesting. And so I set up the course about manifesting, and I thought, okay, I'm not really sure why you're having me do this. Now I understand why they were having me do this, because I have been doing all of this work on myself, most of it using the innate body, connected with manifesting, connected with my own blocks to manifesting, to allowing the things that I desire to actually come into my life. Manifesting is really interesting, because whenever we have a thought, and in that thought we decide, okay, this is what I want, from that moment, the energy of what you desire is there for you. So the second you have the thought, you know, God is already bringing you the energy of what you desire. And so all you have to do is bring yourself into alignment with that energy. And that's the part of manifesting that most people have difficulties with. That's the part that I was having difficulties with, because I had all of these beliefs that, you know, have accumulated throughout my lifetime that says that I can't have what I want, I can't have that. Oh my goodness, no, there's no way I can ever have that, you know. We have all of these beliefs, and part of that is we believe that we have to figure out how we are going to get what we are manifesting. And it's coming into the realization that it's not our job to figure out how, because we're not doing this alone. Each and every one of us has this wonderful team that is working with us, and your team is whatever size it needs to be for you to do what you're doing. But this team, their job is to create the miracles, you know, to bring in the synchronicity, to make things work in the way that they need to work so that you can have what it is you desire to have. Most people don't rely on their team. They don't talk to their team. They don't even recognize that they have a team. So this last month, I've been doing a lot of clearing out of old beliefs that I didn't even realize were there, you know. And I'm beginning to see my own power to manifest. I'm seeing that I'm asking for something and it's showing up. And it's not taking, you know, years, months, weeks. It's actually showing up pretty quickly. And now it's showing up more and more consistently because I've cleared out so many of those old beliefs that I had that blocked me from manifesting in my life. And now I actually have the freedom to manifest my desires. And so that's what I would be teaching you if you signed up for the course in manifesting. And it starts on Monday. And remember, in August, the price is going to double. So if you want to do that, you probably want to do it now. Okay, let's go to our caller from area code 504.
Hi. Hi, Barbara. It's Deborah. I called you last week. And I told you I would report back to you. It really has changed, like the energy. I have been innate in everything, which I'm not sure has been applied that way. Dear innate, I don't need losers anymore. Like, I'm trying everything. Like, if I, you know, like, you know, alcoholics are around me or what, oh my gosh. I went from, after I talked to you, my heart was just being squeezed before I called you. And I do listen to your show, and I called you because I have a friend, but she tends to kind of wag your finger like, well, you should have done this and you should have done that. What you did was just change that. And when I went to work, instead of being with a bunch of pit bulls, it was just very relaxing.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So the energy had changed, going from 100 down to probably like 20, because I'm not going to change people. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But my being able to manage them was so much better. And I did check the classes out, and there was a payment plan. So I think I'm probably going to do it. I'm going to work out the price. Yeah, I mean, I know how good it worked. And I was telling, you know, my friends, I was like, oh my gosh, because I take a class, I'm not going to say the other class, but it's a longer process than this one, because the other one you have to get your book out and you have to do the number sequence, and this one you just say, and it seems to work just as fast as the other one, which is more laborious. Because you don't know
like
which book to work
simple
out.
Simple and direct. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I shouldn't have said loser at the beginning, but you know, you have that person that maybe reminds you of like your dad, and you just use that word that, but you know, and you're surrounded by them. So I probably could have used a better word because he's still here. No, I'm just kidding. He's my neighbor. But and I also had a meeting. This is like a good news report. That's what I wanted to tell you, with our vice president, who's very, very tough. And I just broke a family pattern of the crazy mama, the mean, mean father, her trying to run interference. And I didn't have all my work done. And I was up until 4 o'clock doing work. I said, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done with this. So I went in, I said, my work's not done. He asked why. And it was legitimate reasons. And he let it go. I mean, I hope he doesn't, you know, do anything like fire us or something. But it seemed like when I stood up to the scary dad, which was his representation of my family pattern, everything kind of calmed down. And I said, I refuse. You helped me, saying by the past, don't I, dearie Nate, I release the past. And it just felt icky. I said, you're right. I'm not doing this no more. I'm not. Because I was playing my part by scrambling and running and, you know, making sure he doesn't get mad. And I said, I can't do this anymore. And I went, whoa.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah, you were making him more important than yourself in your own life.
Exactly. Without being disrespectful, because my partner was ignoring him, trying to find reasons to get away, and that seemed disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, there's a
mm-hmm.
respect you still serve, I believe, you know? So I was there, and
yeah.
I was present. I wasn't checking out or trying to
yeah.
check out. Yeah.
Great.
And I'm going to sign up for the class. I am. The thing that I do want to ask you about is, now that we're in this land, so to speak, you know, in a conscious land, this
mm-hmm.
is where, okay, so now you cleaned your house, but you haven't put new furniture in, am I right? Or you moved into a new house, but you haven't put furniture in.
Yeah, right now you are clearing out the old house.
Right.
So you're clearing the clutter out of your life. You're taking out the trash. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
And as you take out the trash, you notice there's more and more space. There's more and more room.
Okay.
And when we do the manifesting class, we'll be putting light into the open space. And the light
okay.
actually gives us the potential to, you know, change that light into whatever it is that we want to manifest. So we're actually setting it up so that it's easier for us to get.
Okay.
How do we know what
how
we want to manifest?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm very, I know I'm a manifester, so I kind of stopped it because I would say I wanted something, and then when it would show up, I really didn't want it. You know, I'm like, oh, Lord, what was I thinking? You know, so I was like, I'm going to be careful about what I say. So it showed me how powerful the word is, but you're like, ooh, you know, like, what if I don't know? Maybe God knows better for me than I know for myself.
Well,
I'm in inertia. I'm in a stuck place, like purgatory.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the beautiful things about God is that you have the freedom to create whatever it is that you desire. And God's not going to, you know, tap you on the shoulder and say, you really shouldn't have picked that, you know. It is totally up to you. And when it shows up, if you find that it's not what you actually want, you can say, okay, thanks for giving me that. It helped me to see that this is actually what I want, you know, and you can make the changes
okay.
to what you are bringing into your life. Everything is totally changeable in every moment of your existence. So it's not like
okay.
God says, okay, you've manifested 3,257 things, and that's your limit, and you can't manifest anymore. You should have made better choices. There's no limitation like that. So you can always change what you are
okay.
choosing.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm just in that space, like nothing's going bad, so I just thought I'd give you a call. It's like, it really does work, you know? I mean,
that is wonderful.
Like,
I am so happy for you.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so now I just got to start that manifesting and figure out what I do want.
Well,
to say, I want a house.
Anything,
I want a car.
Let's see if there's anything that you need to clear right now. Let's see what your
okay.
guidance is saying. Okay, so repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release that I don't know how.
Dear innate, I release that I don't know how.
Dear innate, I release that I need to stop myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to stop myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to hide.
Ooh. Oh, that's a big one. Dear innate, I release the need to hide. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can feel your energy just moving a lot with that one. Okay, take a nice deep breath on that one.
Okay.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my power. Wowie, wow, wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, that one's just sending energy shooting up my spine. Okay.
Well, it's funny because he had said that to me the last visit. I had said, someone threw me under the bus, and I told him something. I said something in response without throwing the person. It was someone that's really messy trying to get me to tattle on somebody, even though she's the manager, and I feel like that's not my job. That's your job to reprimand people and tell on them and blah, blah, blah. And so I said, well, he is aggressive and combative because he has a lack of experience. And I don't know where it came out of my mouth, and he was like, I don't know why you play this dumb girl shit. I said, oh, I am smart. I am very smart. And I was like, oh, my gosh, where did this come from? I was not afraid. And he just went, well, okay then. And the lady that was trying to get me in trouble looked up at me, and she was like, I'm sorry, because she shouldn't have hired him due to his lack of experience. So what I said exposed the wrong in her, you know,
mm-hmm.
picking on people that they didn't know what they were getting into, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, great. Wonderful. Oh, okay. Let me check and see if there's anything else that we need to do today. Okay. Dear innate, I love
Dear
myself.
Innate. Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I adore myself.
Dear innate, I adore myself.
Dear innate, I am wonderful.
Dear innate, I am wonderful.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, I am filled with joy.
Dear innate, I am filled with joy.
Take a nice deep breath.
Something Ooh. Is popping in my mind, Barbara.
Uh-huh.
I have a problem with sleep. I fight it. I don't know if it's the new moon cycle that we're in right now, the lunar eclipse or solar eclipse. New moon in Cancer, but I really have my whole life not slept well.
Okay. Let's do the ones that are popping in now. Dear innate, I release the fear of sleep.
Dear innate, I release the fear of sleep.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being in control.
Oh, okay. Dear innate, I release the fear of not being in control.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being hurt while I'm sleeping.
Oh, dear innate, I release the fear of being hurt while I'm sleeping.
I think that's from a past life. I think something happened while you were sleeping in a past life. Yeah, that
wow.
feels very prominent for you.
I never thought
innate,
that.
Yeah, dear innate, I release past lives.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Dear innate, I release past lives.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Dear innate, I release my past lives.
Dear innate, I release my past lives.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to sleep.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to sleep.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to sleep.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to sleep.
Dear innate, I allow my body to experience the health benefits and joy of sleep.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to enjoy the benefits and the health benefits of sleep.
Okay.
I know I messed that one up a little.
No, that's okay. What you said
okay.
was right for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Even when people change what I say, I'm just checking in and guidance is saying they're still okay. Okay.
Okay.
Dear innate, I look forward to sleep.
Dear innate, I look forward to sleep.
There's one more. Dear innate, I love myself enough to sleep.
Dear innate, I love myself enough to sleep.
And take a nice deep breath. All right, so think about sleep, and does it feel different for you now?
Yeah, I mean, I never thought about why I'm so on guard, but that makes a lot of sense. I never thought about a past life, but that would make tremendous sense because there's no reason to enjoy that or be scared of it other than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm excited for the work, though. I'm like... I saw that there was like a little payment plan that speaks to me.
Okay.
I already went to it after it worked. I was like, well, I was just checking all your sites and going, okay, here's this. And I'm not sure about that. And so the fact that you mentioned it, I do want to take it. It starts Monday, you said?
Yes, Monday at 5 Central Time, 5 p.m. Central.
Well, is there replays like if we miss one?
Yes, they're all recorded.
Okay, great. Because I'm off some Mondays and I'm not on others.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank
you
so much.
If you send me a message letting me, you know whatever it is you've noticed in your life that you need to let go of, we can still work on it and then you can just hear it in the recording.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I've got some things, like one just popped up, but I know I've taken a lot of your time. And I'll write that one down. I've
okay.
just really looked forward to your show now. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm going to tell I just sent your number. Like, I was like, oh, she's on to two friends. So hopefully they're popping on.
Well, wonderful.
Okay.
Well,
thank you very much, Barbara. Okay.
Well, thank you, Deborah, and have a wonderful day. Okay, I will mute you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we're going to our next caller, and it's a 1111111111 number. My favorite number. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. My name's Patricia.
Hello, Patricia. What can I do for you today?
Well, I'm seeking some guidance. I have a sister who is disabled, and she's in a nursing facility, and... quite a few years back, I have another sister who was taking care of her funds, and I did find out that she stole my other sister's funds, and I don't know what to do at this point, whether I should confront the sister who stole, or is there going to be some type of karma or retribution for that behavior. She's been very mean all her life and to people, and just to take from this other disabled sister, that's gone over the edge.
Okay.
I would prefer that, you know, natural spiritual forces will remind her what she did.
Okay, so when I'm looking at the energy of the sister that stole the funds, I am seeing that she's really had a really negative kind of energy around her all of her life. Something happened when she was little. They're not showing me exactly what, but from that moment forward, it was like life has sucked. So if you want her to suffer repercussions as a result of what she's done, she's already doing that. This is really, I'd hate to live in this energy. What is it that you actually want? What are you actually looking for? What do you want to feel?
I want to feel that, that there's got to be justice. She has mistreated the whole family. She's mistreated me. She has falsely accused people, and then she goes out and does this. I mean, and she has falsely accused people. There, you know, there's got to be justice for that. She has hurt people, and she's going to be in charge of selling my deceased father's. Well, she's purchasing my deceased father's home, and I don't trust that she's going to. I don't know what she's going to do at that point with the funds. I don't trust her. So I don't know.
Well, she doesn't really live a trustworthy life. Trust is not really high on her list of priorities. And you can't actually change her. You realize that, right?
Yes, I realize that.
Okay. So any work that we do will be on bringing you peace around the whole situation. And actually, when you change yourself and you change your energy around a situation, the situation will often change because it cannot stay the same when you change.
Okay.
It's like, you know, if there's a river and they put a dam in the river, well, the water has to change where it's going. So it's not like they've changed the water, but they've changed the river. So by changing you, we're changing the river, and the water has to change to accommodate your new way of being.
Right.
And I really didn't like the way they gave me that to explain that, but that's okay. All right. So are you willing to do some work on you and letting go of some of the tension, the negativity in you that is connected with your sister?
Yes, I'm willing to. I've been working and on releasing her from my auric field for quite a while. It's been hard because there's so much black negative, dark negativity around, and she psychically attacks me. So I want her released from my life completely.
Okay. Well, let's do a little work now and see how this changes the way that you feel about her, and this will change your connection to her, which will change the way she reacts to you. Okay. So I'm going to make some statements, and we are going to talk to your innate body. And you can consider your innate body kind of your spiritual brain, only it's not centralized in your head. It's everywhere that you have DNA. But this innate body has the power to interact with every part of you and to clear things out of every part of you. And so I'm going to make statements, and then I'm going to ask you to repeat the statements that I make, because it's important that you talk to your own innate. This is not something that I'm supposed to do for you. This is something you do for yourself. Okay. Dear innate, I release my sister.
Dear innate, I release my sister.
Dear innate, I release the negativity of my sister.
Dairy Maid, I release the negative energy of my sister.
Dear Innate, I release being responsible for my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the responsibility that I have for my sister.
Dear Innate, I release needing to change my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the need to change my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the judgment about my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the judgments I have of my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the connection with my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the connection I have with my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the fear I have of my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the stress of my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the stress of my sister.
I want you to take a nice deep breath. Okay, and I want you to think about that sister now, and does it feel different?
Yeah, there's something that appeared in my mind about her childhood.
Okay, let's keep going then. Dear Innate, I forgive my sister.
Excuse me. There's a reason for that cough.
That one choked you up.
Yes. Dear Innate, I wish to deeply forgive my sister. I guess I need to repeat that. Dear Innate, I forgive my sister.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that moves some big energy out of you. Dear Innate, I release my sister.
Dear Innate, I release my sister. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Nothing less than that.
Dear Innate, I break all connections with my sister.
Dear Innate, I break all connections I have with my sister.
Dear Innate, my sister is not my problem.
Dear Innate, my sister is not my problem.
Dear Innate, I send love to my sister.
Dear Innate, I send love to my sister.
Take a nice deep, deep breath.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Wow, and my whole body is
go.
Yeah, and my whole body is like hot and getting sweaty and just choked up.
Yeah, you had a lot of stuff you've been hanging on to for years when it comes to your sister.
Yeah, well, years and years of emotional abuse. She uses her mouth as a sword, and she's very, very abusive, pretty much to everybody.
Yeah.
And now that my father has passed away, a lot of the ties are being broken because she used to go through him to get to me. So now he's gone, and she can't do that no more. And I have to release this. But the only thing that I have to come to terms with is her deception and what she did to my other sister. So
Well, let's do a few more phrases, because they're saying if you do these, then it really will help you to have peace about the whole situation. And that's important for you, because you haven't had peace when it comes to your sister in more years than they're showing me. Okay. Dear Innate, I release the deception of my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the deception of my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the abuse of my sister.
Dear Innate, I release the abuse of my sister.
Dear Innate, I forgive my father.
Dear Innate, I forgive my father.
Dear Innate, I
just
release
felt something. I just felt somebody squeeze my left hand. Spirit world, when I said that.
Well, your dad is there.
Yeah, as soon as I mentioned that, I felt somebody grab my left hand.
And you have some anger, not just at your sister. You actually have some anger at your father, too. So, dear Innate, I release this anger.
Dear Innate, I release this anger.
Dear Innate, I forgive everyone who played a part in all of this crap.
Dear Innate, I release everyone who was a part of all this negative garbage that went on in my family. Yeah.
Dear Innate, I forgive my family.
Dear Innate, I forgive and I release my family.
Dear Innate, I release being a victim.
Dear Innate, I release being a victim.
Dear Innate, I release seeing my other sister as a victim.
Dear Innate, I release seeing my other sister as being a victim.
Dear Innate, I release all of this victim energy.
And dear Innate, I release all this victim energy that has gone on in my family for many years.
Yeah. I'll take a nice deep breath. Since I took one. And how does that feel now?
It feels much better. Thank you.
You're getting a sense of peace about you now, which is good, because that was what you needed.
Yeah.
So what your guidance is saying is, from this moment forward, when you are dealing with your sister or dealing with anybody in your family, take the time to check in and see if you are coming from your own heart and not from your head, because your mind is going to, you know, tell you, oh, this person did this wrong and blah, 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 and it's going to bring all of this drama and trauma into your life, and that is not what you need. That is not what you're looking for. So make sure you are always coming from your heart. So if someone asks you a question, instead of immediately giving an answer, you know, take a moment, step back, and look at how you feel, and then give the answer that makes you feel right. This is one of the ways that you will be acknowledging yourself and treating yourself with love and respect and putting yourself first in your life, which is important for you to do. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, that does make sense. Definitely, because I have a tendency just to speak right away without thinking. But
yeah.
I guess I just need to let it be. You know, if there's any funds that have to be divvied up and my sister's in control of that, I guess I don't know if she's going to do the same thing to my sister again, or should I just, I know we released a lot, so should I just let it be? And I take it that the spirit world is in the background helping out the situation.
Okay, let's make a statement that should cover that. So, dear Innate, I have done my part.
Dear Innate, I have done my part.
And I trust you will do what needs to be done.
And I trust that you will do what needs to be done.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels a lot better. I do feel lightheaded, though.
Looks like they're clearing all that stuff out of your head, so.
Yeah.
You're taking the clutter out of your own brain. So wonderful.
Okay. Well, that's the answer. I just need to trust and let it go.
Yeah. And you will be inspired or guided or however you want to see it if there's anything that you need to do. So, you know, if you start thinking about things that you need to do, make sure that you check to see if it's your ego creating this list, which egos love to do, or is it your heart telling you that it's something you should do? If it's your heart, listen to it. If it's your ego, let it go.
Yeah. Definitely. I really don't want to be a part of that anymore anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very into ego. And, yeah, her whole life is just kind of destructive. It's all about destroying, tearing down. I don't know what happened to her when she was a little kid. It feels like it was around, she was 5 years old. And it changed her.
There is a number of things. I don't know about 5 years old. Now, when my other sister, the one that's disabled, the one, she experienced something really bad at 5 years old. But the one that's destructive, something happened to her when she was 14. And but I don't know about before that. But boy, she has really punished everybody.
Yeah.
For no reason at all. I mean, I'm quite younger than her, and I wasn't even around. You know, just a baby at that time. But she punished me, and she's very jealous of me, and very envious. And I can tell by how she speaks to me. Always competing with me and even falsely accusing me. I've had to come forward and address that.
Yeah,
so
she's got a lot
hurtful.
Of anger. Yeah. Well, don't take it personally because it's not you. It's her.
Right.
And she's just taking it out on you. But it's not you. It's not anything that you've done. You don't deserve to be treated like this. She's just, she's not looking at herself. She's not ready to accept her part in her own life. And she's got a lot of anger. Oh, just very, it feels very pointy. Like, you know, she's stabbing. She's always stabbing.
Right. It's very, very poisonous. And the interesting thing is that she's the wife of a pastor of a church, and she's always using that against people. She's always judging people, saying how she's righteous and nobody else's because they don't belong to her church, and that's hurtful too. But I've had to put her in place with that. But anyway. That just goes to show that people who are in different ministries, they have issues too, and they have problems.
Yes, we're all human, and we're all experiencing whatever we're experiencing. And just because someone smiles at you does not mean that they're actually nice or happy.
Right. I do understand that. I've come to terms with that. I thought that everybody who was in the ministry, in a church or whatever, was holy, and I've had to learn that that is not true. That is not true.
Sometimes they are the most screwed up people there are. So.
Yeah, and I do understand that sometimes they're in that ministry for a reason, to work on themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, wonderful.
But thank you for your help. I very much appreciate it. I was looking at your website, and I do thank you very much.
Well, you are welcome. And, you know, if you need to do some more work, I'm here every Friday, so.
Thank you. Okay.
Well,
I send you many blessings, and you have a nice weekend.
You too, sweetie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 201. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara Grace. I actually was listening to the previous caller, and I can feel everything that she feels because I went the exact same thing. I'm still dealing with it right now.
So what's going on in your life today?
Well, I said I was going to go to court today, but... And I'm hearing that the judge is going to make a decision in this chamber. And I've just been waiting for justice for so many years.
And you know that justice is one of those interesting concepts because everybody has their own idea of what is just. So there's not really some, you know, one definition of justice. It really varies from person to person. And
yes,
so if you are waiting for the system to rectify a situation, it usually doesn't happen.
Well, I think if everything is clear and cut, and this is dealing with probate as well, and other people have done things that are wrong or defy orders that were given, I think that they should be able to see that. Like, what, you know, what would be the problem from them seeing what's right there in their faces?
People often don't see what's right there in their faces, and you know that. You've seen that. And it's that whole reliance on something or someone else to fix a problem. That is what your guidance wants you to let go of.
Okay, so I can fix it?
So that you can just let go of the whole idea that there's a problem. And I know that that is totally counter to what you are looking for, because you want this problem to be fixed. But sometimes in order to have a problem fixed, we have to let go of the problem. Because as long as you're hanging on to the problem will be there. Because you are keeping it alive. Your energy is feeding the problem. So it's when you let go of the problem, you let go of the whole issue, you let go of the whole idea of justice, you let go of the whole idea that there's anything wrong, that there's anything that you need to do, that there's anything that anybody needs to do, then you actually get your energy out of the way and things can occur in the way that they need to occur so that it's for the highest good of everybody involved. That makes sense?
Yes, it makes sense, even though I don't like the way it feels.
I know.
I feel like one of the biggest lessons that I've had to learn, and I do struggle with it, is that people who have taken advantage of me or have been mean and cruel, that I'm supposed to be the only person that has to forgive and just, like, put my hands down. To me, that's standing in a place of defeat. That's standing in a place of, you know, just not having any type of empowerment.
No, actually, it's having the empowerment to decide how you are feeling, because it comes down to you. Now, as long as you're hanging on to that resentment and the negativity, you feel like crap. When you let that go, you get to be happy. You get to move forward with your life. Whatever they do is totally up to them, and you don't really need to be concerned about whether or not they are, you know, being punished for what they've done. It's not about them. What's important in your life is you. They are experiencing whatever they are experiencing. You get to decide what it is you want to experience. Do you want all of this turmoil? Do you want the negativity? Do you want the effects that it has on your health and your happiness and your life? Do you want to suffer and struggle? And if you don't, then your empowerment allows you to let go so that you can live in joy. And that's what it's about. Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, I understand the logic behind it. I understand what you're saying.
There's just a part of you that says that you want to actually have that revenge. You actually want to see them suffer. You want someone to stand up there and say, you're right, they're wrong, and I'm going to make sure that they pay for it.
I want what's mine. I want what I deserve.
And, you know, sometimes this is the hardest part of listening to your guidance and making the changes that your guidance is recommending, because what they say is let go. And that's what they're saying right now about all of this whole situation with you and everything that's happened, and they're just saying let go, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Because the more you let go, the more you are changing your life, the more you are actually bringing the happiness and the joy to you. And it also changes the whole interaction of the energy with the other people involved. And then people can't treat you the way that they used to treat you, because you are no longer who you used to be.
Okay.
Are you willing now to do some letting go?
Yes.
Okay. So we are going to talk to your innate body, and I will say whatever I'm guided to say, and then you will repeat it back.
Okay.
And this is going to be working on you as we are doing it, so this is not something you have to wait for years in order to see a result. You will begin to feel it right away. Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I don't need this anymore.
Dear innate, I don't need this anymore.
Dear innate, this is not my problem.
Dear innate, this is not my problem.
Dear innate, no matter what happens, I let go.
Dear innate, no matter what happens, I let go.
Dear innate, I forgive everyone involved.
Dear innate, I forgive everyone involved.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive the unforgivable.
Renee, I forgive the unforgivable.
Dear Renee, this really sucks, but I'm letting go.
Dear Renee, this really sucks, but I'm letting go.
And just take a nice deep breath. Okay, dear Renee, even though I don't want to let go, I am letting go.
Dear Renee, even though I want to let go, I am letting go.
Dear Renee, I am choosing happiness.
Dear Renee, I am choosing happiness.
Dear Renee, I am opening up to a life of peace.
Dear Renee, I am opening up to a life of peace.
And take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
Well, I understand the power of the words. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it more in my head than in my body. I feel kind of choked up.
Yeah, this stuff is trying to come out of you, and you're resisting actually letting go. And so I'm trying to figure out what I need to say to really just let you open the floodgate and let it out.
Okay.
All right, so, dear Renee, I can't let go.
Dear Renee, I can't let go.
Dear Renee, I won't let go.
Dear Renee, I won't let go.
Dear Renee, I am going to hold on to this forever.
I don't want to say that.
I know, but I need for you to say it because it's part of you actually letting it go.
Dear Renee, I'm going to hold on to this forever.
Dear Renee, I give myself permission to let go.
Dear Renee, I give myself permission to let go.
Dear Renee, I release what holds me back in my life.
Dear Renee, I release what holds me back in my life.
Dear Renee, even though it's not fair, I let go.
Dear Renee, even though it's not fair,
Dear Renee, I truly let go.
Dear Renee, I truly let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel much better than I did the first time.
Yeah, I can feel all of that stuff is emptying out of you. Oh, boy. That was a bunch of stuff you were letting go of.
Yeah.
So now when you think about the whole situation, how does it feel to you?
I know I have other alternatives that I can do. I feel like I would have to just, like, take a completely different direction, and that direction might not include people that I really love and care about. And I think that's, you know, one of the things that really bothers me. Because who I have left, I would like to keep them close.
And I understand that, but sometimes you have to do something completely different in order to change the whole situation. Because as long as you continue to do what you've always done, it's not going to change. You're looking for things to get better. And if you are still in that same rut, doing the same thing over and over, it's not going to get better. It's just not going to happen. That's one of the reasons why they're saying to let go, because you have to let it go in order for it to change. Because as long as you are hanging on to it, you are thinking about it the way you have always thought about it, you are recreating it the way it has always been recreated. You know, you're like that hamster running in the wheel and complaining about the scenery. If you want it to change, you've got to get out of that wheel. You've got to stop doing what you've always done, because that is not working. Does that help?
Yes, it does help. Pretty much it.
Well, you know, you have that wonderful team that works with you on everything that you're working with in your life. And I told that to one of the other people. Now I can't remember what exactly it is. You can say to your team, I do my part. And then everything else happens. And the rest is not up to me. Because it's not up to you. You know what it is that you really desire to feel and experience as a result of this situation. You let your team know, this is what I want. And then you say, let me know what I need to do, and I'm going to give you guys space to do what you need to do, because this is not something that's up to you, and you're not doing this alone. They really are working with you, and they want you to let them help you. How do you feel about that?
I do want to let them help me. To be honest with you, I'm trying to figure out how do I get in the way besides of my feelings. Like, I feel like, why do I have to keep masking my feelings, right?
No, you're not supposed to mask your feelings. Masking your feelings is actually not creating what you desire. It's creating what you're masking. Don't mask your feelings. If something is coming up, say, dear innate, I release this feeling and let it go. Whatever it is, let it go. But yes, let everything go. You know, if you're thinking about this person did this and they need to be punished for it, then you say, dear innate, I release this need for this person to be punished. Let that go.
It's not a matter of them being punished. That's not what I was talking about. I don't want to punish anyone. I just want them to move out of my way. Stop creating stumbling blocks.
You can say things like, dear innate, I release the belief that this person is in my way.
Okay.
Or I release that this is in my way. Whatever it is that you're feeling, release it. Whatever it is, release it. And sometimes you have to release it several times before you actually let it go. Because there is a part of you that is very, very resistant to letting things go. It's like this little bulldog in you, and he's got a hold of it, and he's going to hang on to it no matter what. So you may have to say it several times in order to let it go. But start letting go of everything. And I do mean everything. Okay?
Okay.
And you can start, you know, with releasing everything that has to do with the whole judgment, you know, the judges making the decision and everything. Release the judge, release the judgment, release everybody involved, release all the people who work in the courthouse, you know, just release all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can start feeling peace within you. And that gives you the freedom to create what you actually desire. Because right now you're creating what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have to let it go. Does all that make sense?
Yes.
And are you willing to do all that?
I'm going to work on it.
Okay, good.
You know, you hit something
right.
One time, you have to figure how to, you have to process it, because letting go is like just not having a concern, no care about
yeah.
it. And
exactly, and that is what you need to get to.
When it's a reality, that's something you have to work on. But I understand what you're saying.
Because it's the things that we get all wrapped up in that create all the turmoil and drama and trauma in our lives. And that's what you are letting go of. Okay?
Yes. And thank you. Your voice has been very soothing. I need to go back and listen to the whole show, because when you were speaking to the previous caller, it just seemed like it was the same story.
Okay, yeah, listening to the show will do you good, and you can say the Dear Innates along with whomever I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
It will work as long as you say it. So even if I'm not talking to you, it'll still work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're talking about innate. You're talking about the
innate.
I-N-N-A-T-E, right.
Yes, the innate body.
Thank you. Right, okay, thank you.
And your team wants you to know that they love you. They love you so much. And they really do want to help. So let them. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Could I ask you one other question, if you have time?
Sure. Sure, what is it?
My one sister in particular, I'm not really sure why she is. Or why she does what she does. And I just want to know, you know, like, what could I do to make things better for her so that she doesn't have to do certain things?
You can start releasing the things that she does. Whatever it is that she does that you are not wanting her to do, you can start releasing that from your life, releasing the need to control her. That's what I'm hearing.
I don't control her.
No, I know you
don't. I have never controlled her.
But there's a part of you that wants her to be a certain way. And that is kind of a controlling thought, even though you don't think
of it. I just wanted her to be my sister.
Exactly.
I honestly just wanted her to be my sister.
You can release her from being your sister. And I know that sounds counter to what you want, but by releasing her from being your sister, you are releasing all of the energies that are around that. Because not all of the energies that are around that are actually loving energies. So sometimes you need to release the positive things as well as the negative things because of the energies that are attached to them. Does that make sense?
The energies attached to them, yes.
Yeah.
So these energies are really like cords. It's like it's an intergenerational thing.
And that's one of the things that you can release. I release that all the time. You know, I'm saying, Dear Innate, I release all of the ancestral ties. And if it's about a specific thing, then I'll say that. The specific thing, sometimes it's just releasing them in general, because I don't need that. I don't need to be tied up in all of this garbage that other people created all of these years ago and decided that everybody in my family needs to experience. I'm not going to do that. So I release that kind of stuff all of the time.
Yes.
And you can do that
with
her. And just release everything. Release the fact that she's your sister. Release the fact that you love her. Release the fact that she's in your life. Release all of that so that you can clear all of that energy, because it takes away everything that's keeping you from actually experiencing the love that you want to experience with your sister. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm glad you touched that.
You are welcome.
I actually felt a difference.
Yeah. And the more you do this releasing, the more of a difference you are going to feel. And you will find that your life will change. It really will.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. All right, I'm going to mute you so you can stay on if you want to. And
you
go back
and
listen to the recording and
I will.
Hear
I definitely
all of the
will
other
from the beginning.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I will from the beginning.
Wonderful.
Namaste.
Well, thanks for calling.
Namaste.
And let me know how it goes. Bye-bye.
I will. Namaste.
Okay. All right, we are going to the caller from 111111111. Hi, who's this?
Hi. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Queen?
I am fabulously delicious. Yes.
Yeah, so who are you wanting a message from today?
who would love to speak to me? But I also wanted to make sure that you knew that I was doing a show at 5 Central today. So if you were so inclined, I will send you a link as soon as I set it up.
Well, do send me the link. I think that that should fit into my life wonderfully well. So do send me the link, and if I can, I will be there.
Beautiful. I wanted to make sure you were aware. And who would like to speak to me? Who has some choice, privilege words? Privilege words.
It's funny because the one who's here is Rumi. You know, he's here.
Of course. Of course.
So if you are willing to accept a message from him, he is happy to give you one.
I'm ready to have intercourse with Rumi. Didn't I say something like that? I did.
Yes, you did.
I'm ready.
You did.
I'm ready, Rumi. Welcome once again. Yes, thank you.
Here he is. You have such beautiful energy. I see your energy swirling around you in your dance of life, and it feels wonderful. And as you open up more and more to your energy, to your light, to your brilliance, to your magnificence, that energy just becomes even more. It coalesces into a force that changes everything, but not in a bad way. It's the force of love. And it just spreads everywhere to everyone so that they feel it, so that they know it, so that they connect with you. And you will find more and more people coming to you from all over the world. They will come to be in your energy, because it is so powerful and it is so beautiful. And it is helping them to open up to that power and that beauty within them. So you are this beautiful connection to the divine creator. This is what happened with me. This is why people came to me. It was because I was being that pure connection. And you are refining your energy and bringing more and more of that purity into who you are, into what you are creating, into what you are experiencing. And it is that purity, that love, that is so attractive to other people. So continue to open up. Continue to let go. Continue your beautiful dance with life. Use those beautiful fabrics that you create to let others see the swirl of the energy, to see the light, to see the colors, to see the truth. This is who you are, and you are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Well, Rumi, I am so grateful to have been blessed by your essence and Barbara Grace, the anointed, appointed anointed, the dance of life is something that I channeled about 4 decades ago. So that's spot on, as always. And when I said intercourse, I didn't necessarily mean the intercourse that we think of as intercourse. The last name, inter, N-T-R, is enter, and entering the course. So intercourse is my, I just wanted to put clarity on that. And enter is the creatrix, the first mother, Mother Nature, the all. So that is, I wanted clarity to be shared on with that. And
wonderful.
Listening to the innate journey, it reminded me of, you used to do something called, and I'm not saying it exactly, but I'm sure you'll know. Do you know, you used to say that, it was a process you used to do.
I'm not sure what you're doing.
There was a process maybe a few years ago.
Oh, when I would say something about the story, the good, the bad, the blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That was
access
consciousness, I think.
There's a correlation here. It just struck me.
Yeah, this is more direct than that was, because that didn't actually acknowledge that you were talking to your innate, and it's that acknowledgement that's making the difference, because it's a direct connection.
Okay. I could see the threads.
Yeah.
The threads, the woven pattern, reading one meeting to the other.
Yeah.
I look to feel your energy. And I will feel your energy later. Somewhere, sometime. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling and
for all of the interesting beings you bring into my life. You know, I've experienced so many different goddesses and beings as a result of you coming into my life. It's just like, oh, someone new.
Yes, fair exchange is never a robbery. It's good to share. In fact, with that said, I'm going to send you a link. It's a long video. long. But you may find it intriguing as you look at pieces of it and over time. And there's a book that you might want to look into afterwards or not. But I will send you the link, and you choose to do what you will.
Okay.
As I know you
Wonderful.
Will.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. What can I do for you today?
Kind of similar to the last caller. Any messages? I think things are feeling good. I feel like more energy on an upswing. So just anything about keeping it moving forward.
Okay. And did you want a message from anyone in particular?
No, I don't have anybody in mind. It's anyone that comes through to you.
Okay. Well, actually, several were coming through to me, so they were saying, well, why don't you ask her who she wants? So,
well,
I
usually hear from Archangel Michael or Mother Mary. But maybe there's
okay.
Somebody new.
All right, let's see. Okay. So one of the beings that is stepping up to talk to you is Mary Magdalene. Are you okay with hearing from her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Here's what she wants to say. With all of the energy changes that are occurring on your planet, it is bringing up a lot of old stuff, you might call it, that is coming up so that you can let it go. And this is happening in your life. You are seeing a lot of old things that remind you of things that happened in the past, and you're seeing the connections. This is coming up so that you can release it. It's not coming up because it's something that you need to hang on to, something that you need to re-experience. It's about letting you see the lessons that you have learned from these occurrences so that you can move forward with your life. So we would encourage you to be an observer. And this means that when something is happening, you see it, but you don't take it personally. You don't need to jump into the energy of it. You don't need to feel all of the energy about it. It's more like standing on the sides and seeing it and going, that's interesting. I can see where I gained something from that. And I'm glad that that is over. And I'm letting it go. Because you're not supposed to hang on to anything. And we do mean anything or anyone. Even the people who have been part of your life, all of your life, you are still not supposed to be hanging on to anyone. So we encourage you to do the releasing, and the innate releasing is a beautiful process, and it is very effective. So if you wanted to do that, that would be absolutely wonderful. And when something comes up and you recognize the connection with the past, you can say, dear innate, I release this now, and let it go. And then you can feel your energy changing as you are letting go of more and more of the old stuff, more and more of the trash, if you want to call it that. And you are allowing space for the love, for the light, for the truth, for who you really are. Because that is what is important. That is what you are here for. You are here to learn the truth of you and to experience that truth in the physical world, to bring that whole concept of heaven on earth into your reality. That is why you are here. So don't ever hesitate to let go. No matter what it is, no matter how big it is, no matter how deeply you feel it, let it go. Because that is taking you more and more into who you truly are. And you are beautiful. And you are magnificent. And you are phenomenal. And you are loved. Be who you really are. Oh, okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Nice. I felt lightheaded. I mean, like she made me feel real sleepy, like I had to close my eyes. Like my eyes were felt like rolling in my head and
I understand that completely because anytime I am channeling anyone, my eyes are closed. It's like I have to. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Yeah, I just got that.
Wonderful. Well, anything else?
I think from that, I feel a lump in my throat. If you could do a infinity healing on releasing any gunk in my throat of what she brought up.
Okay. Well, we're going to do the innate clearing. So
okay.
I'm going to say the sentence, and then you're going to say it
because
that's what she wants you to learn to do. Okay. So here we go.
Sure.
Dear innate, I release this lump in my throat.
Dear innate, I release this lump in my throat.
Dear innate, I release the fear of expressing myself.
I release the fear of expressing myself. Dear innate, I release the fear of expressing myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to hold back.
Dear innate, I release the need to hold back.
Dear innate, I release any doubt about my life.
Dear innate, I release any doubt about my life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of freedom.
Dear innate, I release the fear of freedom.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Let it go. How does your throat feel?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, there's something there, something deeper that we need to let go
of.
Yeah,
now it's funny. It moved down to the second or third chakra. Weird.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly what it is or what we need to say, but I'm just going to start talking and it's going to come out.
Okay,
here we go. Dear innate, I release my old identities.
Dear innate, I release my old identity.
Dear innate, I release every way I define myself.
Dear innate, I release every way I define myself.
Dear innate, I release the fear to create.
I release, dear innate, I release the fear to create.
Dear innate, I release the fear of survival.
Release, dear innate, I release the fear of survival.
Dear innate, I release the fear of me.
Dear innate, I release the fear of me.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. Okay, that's bringing up a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that was obviously that was the very deep first chakra stuff that I didn't know. I didn't consciously have that in my brain at all.
Yeah. Oh, okay. How do you feel?
Yeah, good. I feel my heart is pounding, but not in a bad way.
Okay.
Feels more energy. Thank you.
Okay, there's one more thing they want to do.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Dear innate, I connect with my higher self.
Dear innate, I connect to my higher self.
Dear innate, I accept all that I am.
Dear innate, I accept all that I am.
Dear innate, I choose to be free.
Dear innate, I choose to be free.
Take a nice deep breath.
Whew. Yeah, now I feel more balanced with the top, with my top chakras. Yeah, that connected everything.
Wonderful. Okay, and you were going to say something, and then I interrupted you.
Yeah, just this concept, I mean, just this process, is it something I should repeat many times, or is it something it takes a while to sink in and really affect outcomes, or doing this dear innate?
Well, you know that it's working right now because you can already feel it.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
This is something that you can use anytime on anything. This is one of the resources that we are born with, but nobody teaches us about. So anytime you have any feeling that you don't want to feel, you can just say, dear innate, I release this feeling. And if you, you know, want to specify what it is, that's fine. If you just want to say this feeling, that's fine. You can release people. You can release thoughts. You can release feelings. You can release beliefs. I release everything. Every day I release everything. So,
but you say it many times throughout the day, or you're saying you just say it once?
I say it whenever it feels like it's something I need to say.
Okay.
Now, guidance, when guidance is telling me to tell other people what they should do, usually says, you know, pick 10 minutes out of your day, spend that time releasing, you know, do the dear innate. And if you don't know what to release, get a dictionary and go through and release every word in the dictionary.
Uh-huh.
Because there's energy attached to every single word. So as you are releasing, you're clearing that energy out of your life. And if you want to do that for 10 minutes a day, if it's, you know, you need something that's more structured, then that's a structured thing you can do. And it's funny because after I told people that they should do that, the next thing I knew, I had a dictionary, which, you know, I don't have dictionaries. I just look things up on the computer. But now I have a dictionary.
Yeah.
And I have not yet gone through and released a single word from that dictionary. But I have a dictionary. But it's like I'm being guided in what I need to release every day. Even before the call today, I spent 20 minutes releasing. And that's all I did for that 20 minutes. So it makes me feel great. I can see how my life is changing so much as a result of this. So if you want your life to change, then I encourage you to do it.
Great. Yes. Thank you. That was very helpful.
You are welcome.
And, you know, call back in anytime you need some more guidance about it all, and we'll do what we need to do.
All right. Thanks so much for the show. Have a good weekend.
You too, Catherine. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Sure.
Okay. Well, I have taken care of every caller, so I guess I'm supposed to end the show early. I want to remind you guys about the course in manifesting, which starts on Monday. You can find it on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And we will be working on clearing whatever blocks you have to actually manifesting what you desire in your life. And it does feel so good to let these go. So if that interests you, then by all means, sign up for it. I will be back on Tuesday with Morning with Jesus with DC Love. I hope everyone has a beautiful, amazing weekend. And Mother Mary is sending all of you lots and lots of love, and she's waving and blowing you kisses. So if you're feeling a surge of love, it's from Mother Mary. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.